Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Stillsmith. My family and I worship at Hillsong Church, Century City. I minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. As we incredibly near the end of another big, busy, and pretty crazy pandemic year, this scripture is a great reminder to me today to do exactly that. Press on, press in, and press on. And most of all, press on in faith. For so many of the citizens of the world, this year, 2021, has been a year to forget. It's been the annus horribilis, or the year that no one really wanted to think would happen. 2021 has in some ways felt like Groundhog Day. But today, I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this, this means that you're alive and you've survived this tough year, this incredible test. And after the season of trial comes good things. Even the same old things seem good or great after a season of trial. So if you've survived the year, then let's celebrate life in and of itself, let alone life in all its fullness. One of the greatest commonalities or common beauties of this long pandemic season has been the commonality of experience that people of all creeds, backgrounds, and socioeconomic situations have experienced. Don't get me wrong, this pandemic has by and large impacted the poorest of the poor and the most seriously disadvantaged, the worst. I know so many in Manenberg and Bikwini, Fasanakral, Kailicha, etc., that have had more stress from the fight to survive starvation than they have from the direct ravages of this horrible disease. But of course, we all know many, both poor, wealthy, and in between, who become critically ill or died from this scourge. However, one thing that the pandemic has robbed so many across all sections of society is that it has robbed us at all at times of health, of hope, of peace, of human connection, of normality. Even though our old normal were all different, our new normal have also been changed radically and unusually so at the same time. And it's robbed us of relationships and the opportunity to express relationship in the same ways as we usually would. Despite being privileged, I haven't been able to see my elderly parents in Australia for over 2 years, almost three in fact, and that hurts. But the beauty about this unusually common experience is that it has provided a chance for the Big C Church to truly shine a bright light into dark places. Those churches that have left the building behind and gone into the squatter camp, the township, and the street corners, they've thrived, as has the kingdom of God. And it has allowed us as humankind to reevaluate life, its meaning, and the most important things. Things like our faith walk. Things like the entire meaning and purpose of our lives. Things like, what does our life count for? And whilst that has been at times frightening, at times confronting, and at times a little surreal, ultimately, asking ourselves these questions is actually one of the best things that we can ever, ever do. And I guess that's where this passage is a wonderful encouragement to me. And I pray it might be to you too. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This passage encourages us that our calling is a heavenly calling. And it's one in which we are united with Jesus, our King, Lord, and Savior. And it's an encouragement to forget the former things, but to press on, and yet in this world and in life, but more so in faith. You see, we need to press into the Word, press into worship, press into prayer. You see, friends, this passage encourages us not to be content with past graces or past measures of blessing, and not to stop before the end. And it's a great reminder that the gateway to heaven is opened by relationship and unity with Jesus and nothing else. So our circumstances are not what dictates where we are going. Rather, it was the circumstances, the decision, and the sacrifice of Christ crucified on our behalves that assures us of our prize or salvation, so long as we simply believe, acknowledge, and repent. And finally, friends, we need to press into the belief that truly, until that moment that we meet Jesus face to face, the best is yet to come. So friends, my prayer this week is that we might press on, that we might turn our eyes upon Jesus, that we might look full in his wonderful face, and that the things of earth may grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. If you want to connect further, please look me up online or on Instagram. This is Andy Steelsmith. God bless.